While in the coach's corner, I make you a mourner. And that's what happens when it don't concern ya. 707, take the scene to playoffs. Do anything to get us there like Adolf. Federation gang, a king and kilo. Doom crew get more love than free throws. Coach Ali ball out of respect. Wap City on mine and we go for the next.
Set up on the block, on the corner and post. I'm the Coach Ali, the number one host. Play by play, he'll show you the ropes. Kilo, still on the king, please take note. Put me in, coach, show him how we play. King doing kilos in the corner, man. With Coach Ali showing y'all the game. Got the best round here, boy, flawless, man.
Yeah. Once again, it's on in the motherfucking building, man. I'm your man, Coach Ali, man. I just want to say good morning. God bless you. And today's date is 6/17/2020, man. I know it's been a minute since I last did a broadcast here on IG Live. Instagram Live is acting like the real police out there. They trying to monitor everything a motherfucker say. All this content, you know, and so they keep deleting all my live feeds and all my shows, so I had to give them a break. And plus, the last couple of weeks, it's just been hard to sit up here and try to entertain you guys, man, straight up. And I say that sincerely, not that I have a problem with entertainment, it's just that I have a problem with today's society and what's going on. So it's kind of hard to navigate between the two, man, you know what I mean? In California, I don't know if you guys have been under a rock in a cave lately, but it's been a lot of mass murders, man, straight up. And they haven't been the usual murders, you know what I mean? Normally in California, Californians, you know, stabbings, shootings, shit like that. But when people have been found hanging, hanging, lynched from trees. Palmdale, California, Victorville, California. African-American males have been hung, you know, within the last couple of weeks. You know, South African was hung a week before that. So all this has happened within the last, you know, 7 to 10 days, man. And so it's been kind of gross. Just sit back and watch all this bullshit unfold. Police brutality, the president's fake ass police reform bill that he's trying to sign. You know, he's just signing shit for numbers, bruh. Straight up. You know what I mean? That piece of paper is just a title. It's just so he can try to look good, man. He don't give a fuck about us. You know what I mean? That police reform has nothing in it that's going to stop them from killing us. Straight the fuck up. Shout out to all the police departments who've tried to make some change, and they're trying to get rid of the no choke law. But I think they also need to get rid of a fucking no pursuit law. If a motherfucker break on you, you know what I'm saying, and just take off running, or just take off from you, and he get more than 2 feet from you, it should be illegal as an officer for you to pursue him. You know, time and time again in these pursuits, you know, the officers are hyped up on false information. You know, these guys are, they get told that everybody that they're chasing or everybody, all the suspects are on PCP, and so that they're super strong. So these guys get hyped up on adrenaline. And so when they pull us over, they're full of adrenaline and we're full of fear and confusion. And the two don't mix like oil and water, man. And so that's why this shit been happening. Now, the lynchings, I believe, you know, are on some real evil bullshit. You know, some motherfuckers is, you know, stuck in time and they trying to spark a reaction. You know, you got evil out there. The motherfuckers want to race war. You know what I'm saying? Straight up. And they're going to do whatever they can to spark that shit. You know what I mean? To spark a reaction. I'm going to say this. If you're African-American and you're living in 2020, you are not free. I don't give a fuck what you've been told. Somebody lied to you. If you're walking around by yourself in public, Don't. Stop. Find a buddy, a battle buddy, man. We got to walk in pairs. We got to move in pairs. You know, we not living in a day and age, you know, where you can be free. We've never been free. So don't get it twisted like you're free to walk around this motherfucker because somebody's watching you. You know, somebody's going to not like you for some reason, you know what I mean, or another. But, you know, so it's just been hard for me to sit up here and try to entertain you guys and play music, you know, because that's some fuck shit. Who wants to be entertained right now when motherfuckers is literally losing their lives? I mean, it's kind of hard to sit up here and play music and sing and dance when motherfuckers who look like me are losing their lives every day here in America. You know what I mean? So, you know, that's my take on what's going on, man. We got to stick together. You know, we got to come together for a cause. This ain't a movement, you know what I'm saying, or a moment, so to speak. This has to be a real movement in time, you know. And so hopefully, you know, we can come together, man. If anybody needs anything from me, man, holler at me, man. The Real Coach Ali at Instagram. Get at me in the DM. And you know what I mean? Let me know what we can do to push this thing positive and move forward into the light. You know what I mean? But shit, it's just kind of hard, man. I'm going to just keep it real. I'm going to keep it real gritty, man. It's kind of hard with all the bullshit. You know what I mean? But I'm going to exercise faith, not fear. Like my man, Mr. Fab, says from the dope era. You know what I mean? It's the only way, man. It's the era way. So we're going to get that cracking right now. You know what I'm saying? And that's what we're going to do. Sit back and enjoy life, man. This is the Coach's Corner, man. I'm your man, Coach Ali, your home of independent hip-hop, live interviews, brand new music, and more, man. Run a play.
Westbound Entertainment.
I be with them shooters. Shoot it, shoot it.
The Mechanics. The Mechanics.
Don't let fear beat your face. Keep open your mind. There's a bigger picture for us to see. Just open your eyes. So many people in my city, out in Oakland, and died. Before this COVID-19, bullets flew from the fire. Medical apartheid, they separating us all by our race. And the lawyers and judges ain't no different, all on the case. Bad breaks, several mistakes keep us all at risk. And we conditioned to accept it, to get used to this. They put that money in our face, that's what we chase hard. No matter how rich you get, you can't replace God. Saying I love my black people ain't pulling a race card. Just reminding our blacks that they beautiful. Even when our face scarred, lock us up in jails and throw away the key. Give us a religion and force us to believe. Rather die on my feet than live life on my knees. We overcame slavery, we could fight this disease. I'ma keep my faith over fear. I'ma keep my love over here. You can keep that hate over there. I'ma get prepared and not scared. I'ma keep my faith over fear. I'ma keep my love over here. You can keep that hate over there. I'ma get prepared and not scared.
I ain't scared of you.
This country getting ran by a reality star. So making America great be making everybody reality hard. This for my folks in the pen, these reality bars. Stuck in the cell with corona, just has to be hard. No face masks or sanitizer, nothing to guard. The inmates from catching diseases that came in from these guards. They gotta isolate the prisons and separate yards. Maximum lockdowns in the cell, smell death on these walls. Nobody's speaking for the incarcerated, so I'm repping for y'all. Keeping dead in the cell for 3 days, call a deputy, y'all. Don't know if it's Sally did it or corona did it, double jeopardy, dog. Killers be killed, killers be killed. That's what death would be called. Sad faces from cold cases, none effectively solved. Moving forward the mission until your trajectory paused. The legal system continues to fail till we see death to these laws. Political prisoners hold your head till we free them all. I'ma keep my faith over fear. I'ma keep my love over here. You can keep that hate over there. I'ma get prepared and not scared. I'ma keep my faith over fear. I'ma keep my love over here. You can keep that hate over there. I'ma get prepared and not scared. They want to send a big shout out to all the nurses and the doctors and all essential workers that's risking their life for honor. Medical staff, employees, and front desk clerks that's swallowing all their pride, all their pain and their hurt, jeopardizing their own lives, overworking his own, taking care of complete strangers, risking taking it home. To all the grocery store workers that's bagging the goods, sharing their blood, sweat, and tears, then go back to the hood. To all the flight attendants and pilots with a smile on their face, public transportation workers just riding on faith. Rich man, poor man, we all the same now. Ask my millionaire homie where he at, he in the house. Ask my rapper friend where he at, he got the grill. So everybody essential, thank God for them. Money don't mean nothing in this pandemic. Black or white, any man could get it. I'ma keep my faith over fear. I'ma keep my love over here. You can keep that hate over there. I'ma get prepared and not scared. I'ma keep my faith over fear. I'ma keep my love over here. You can keep that hate over there. I'ma get prepared and not scared.
I ain't scared of you.
The mechanics.
Yeah, man, that was Mr. FAB, man, Mr. Dope Era himself, man, Faith Not Fear featuring the Mechanics. We inside the Coach's Corner. I'm your man, Coach Ali, and we calling plays, X's and O's, and execution. It's all on how you run them. And I was just talking earlier, man, about, you know, I had to take time out and reevaluate what the fuck is really going on, man. It's kind of, it's been sickening lately to watch the news and see all this tragedy going on, you know, California brothers getting lynched. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers is just losing their mind, man. So it was kind of hard for me to just sit back and entertain y'all, man, because this ain't the time for entertainment. Straight up. You know what I mean? I mean, it's kind of hard to be smiling and laughing when motherfuckers is on the front line losing their lives, man, just for waking up. You know what I mean? And, you know, so I just want everybody to be cautious of their surroundings and aware of what's going on. You know what I mean? You know, it's some real evil bullshit going on, and don't buy into the hype. You know what I'm saying? You know, you got some evil motherfuckers that's trying to, you know, just fuck up some shit, man. You know what I mean? We made progress so far in this country, but we got hella far to go, and you got a lot of motherfuckers trying to fuck up that progress, man. You know what I mean? Motherfuckers is getting lynched. You know what I mean? They lynching people in California, you know, out of the middle of nowhere. They just, you know, and so all this is done to strike a reaction, man. You know what I mean? And I just want everybody who's solid to stay solid. Don't turn in a salad. You know what I mean? This shit, they doing this shit on purpose to spark a race war, man. You know what I mean? And so, y'all just got to be aware of your surroundings. Know who you are, know who you come from. You know what I mean? Know who you rocking with. Know who rocking with you. Right now, we're not living in a state where you got to hesitate, man. It's not time for hesitation and second guessing. You need to know who the fuck you know who you fucking with, period. And if you fucking with them, fuck with them. Don't let nothing change that. You feel me? Straight up, man. Shout out to everybody's tapping in with me right now. You know what I mean? I'm just speaking on some of the issues that's going on. You know, we got lynchings in California, lynchings in South Africa. You know, motherfuckers is just hopping out with camera phones. You got people upset talking about go back to your country. And everybody got somewhere to go back to. You know what I mean? Nobody's indigenous to America other than a few small motherfuckers, man. Everybody else is a foreigner somewhere. So, you know, let's just stop buying into the bullshit. Let's stop buying into the hype. You know what I mean? But be aware of your surroundings. You know what I'm saying? Be aware of who's around you. You know what I mean? That's all I can say, man. We're going to tap in. Let's see what they got to say about it, man. You know what I mean? Let's talk to somebody, man. You know what I mean? This is what we're going to do inside the Coach's Corner, man. Like that there. Let me see. Let me see. We work this. Here we go. I got you, boy. Shout out to my man, Nate. Real solid motherfucker right there, man. I'm going to speak on some shit, Nate, if you don't mind later. What's up, brother? What's going on with you? Okay, you in Africa.
We have been saddened with Africa.
That's what's up.
One of my brother just connected me to your program.
Oh, okay. I appreciate that.
Yeah, and I'm more than the world happy because you people have got so much to achieve in Africa. But when things are going this way, you need to ask yourself, where are you from? Where are the people from the Western world using the resources to become whom they want to become? It is from your own people in Africa that they are stealing their properties.
Facts.
I'm talking to you right now. Ghana wealth with gold, diamond, timber, manganese, so many resources.
Ooh.
And we need...
Okay. I'm with it. Okay. Hey, well, slide in my DM. You know what I'm saying? I need you to slide in the DM and let me get that information. You know what I mean? So I can go over that information so I can run that play. You know what I'm saying? I've been trying to go home ever since I was born in this motherfucker, man. I've been wanting to go back. You know what I'm saying? At least to witness it with my own two eyes. You know what I'm saying? For my own soul. I need to see it for myself. You know what I'm saying? True. That's what's up. That's the play. I'm gonna run the play.
When I'm looking at my brother African American, I really feel touch and feel like why is it that most of people you have worked with you lost, there are billions of opportunities there. But when people are still worshiping, shooting people, killing our brothers and sisters, I don't understand.
Well, Let me try to explain it like this. Since I'm a paraphrase, I'm gonna put it to you like this. We like lions, right? We were lions in the jungle, right? We got captured, right? We got tamed, right? So we still lions, but we not the lion in the jungle. You see what I'm saying? We the tame lion. So the tame lion will come out in the circus, you know what I'm saying, and will sit, you know what I'm saying, wag his tail, wave his paw, you know what I'm saying? And the moment he does something wrong, the lion tamer whoops him. You know what I'm saying? So the lion stays in check. Well, that has happened to millions of Africans here in America. So they tamed. You see what I'm saying? They're afraid of getting in trouble. You feel me? So with that being said, you know what I mean? You're not dealing with the African lions in the jungle. You're dealing with tamed circus animals. You feel me? Not to say that we animals in that nature, but everybody's a mammal. You see what I'm saying? So I don't want nobody to take what I said. Well, coach just called us animals, and that's why we can kill y'all. Now, fuck that. I didn't say that. I didn't say that you can hunt us down and kill us. I said all humans are mammals. You feel me? And for hundreds and millions of Africans who are still in America, the so-called Negro, he's tamed. You see what I'm saying? And so, and that goes for the Mexican, who's the tiger, you know what I'm saying? And that goes for the poor white man, who's the cheetah, you know what I'm saying? That animal tamer don't give a fuck about none of the animals in the zoo. Whether you a monkey, you a gorilla, he don't give a fuck, you know what I mean? So that's for... How I look at the American system is a poor issue. This is what they do to the poor people. But blacks have always been the poorest first. So we gonna get it first. You know, we're the test dummy. They do the test on us before they do it on anybody else. You know what I'm saying? Because he'll do it to his own kind. And so that's the part that you know, a lot of people don't understand. Now I do got some who overstand that. I got some white brothers on here who would tap in and say the same shit. They'd be like, fuck them. You know what I mean? Because they don't agree. You know what I mean? They stand in solidarity. But what's being perpetuated on the news is a black and white issue, which needs to be addressed. It has to. In order for us to move forward, it has to be addressed. And so, you know, for the ones who won't address it, you know what I'm saying? They're just as guilty. They keep this shit going. So, you know what I mean? We got to get the fuck away from them. You got to know who you are, who you come from, and who's standing next to you, you know, especially here in America. You know what I mean? Because they killing everybody. They don't give a fuck if you just black. You know what I'm saying? The police departments, they don't care. They just feel like you wrong, we gonna kill you, eliminate you. Period. Okay. Right. Right.
When most of our brothers and sisters don't come home, when you start to come home, when you come through this, you go through the old people. You say you want to have to do what you want to do. Even when you are in the state of America, you are working.
Right.
As I'm talking to you right now, walking in a place, you point that on me. If it's okay, you die, how would that?
Right.
Before they will die before you come home.
Right.
You will have to come and let them understand that you are back home so that we can help you to go through some process so that you will be fine.
Well, I'm with it. I'm on my way.
Believe me, I'm telling you, none of the white man will have to push his hand, the finger to point from your face.
Well, that's what I want to see. Right.
Now, brother, watch me. Look at me very well. I don't joke with myself, you know?
No, I hear you. That's right.
Anyone of you who comes down to them, who comes down Ghana to me, I think you will go down, we'll do the necessary procedures and see which one. You go back to America and somebody tries you. That person will die.
That's what we need that. Yeah.
Let your ancestors say that you Don't just feel like because white man and everything is there, you have access. When you are back there, that is where you get to know. It will really belong to you.
Right. Self-efficient. Wow.
And here, when you just get up and use, like, let's say, like, $20,000, you can get a house of yourself.
Wow.
Nobody will come and say you have to pay me on of the man. Nobody will come and say you can only pay what I get and like them.
Wow.
And that one is the daily program, daily activity. And end of every month, you have to pay what have you and light here. That's all.
Water and light, huh?
Water and light. When you're gonna own the land, when the land is sited on a very nice location, it costs you, it wouldn't cost you up to $3,000 or $4,000 for the land.
Wow.
And that land, you are going to 100 years.
So once you buy the land, it's yours for 100 years.
Once you buy this land, it's 99-year
leases. Wow, your seeds. So when you, your kids, when you die, your kids got something. And then their kids can keep it. Everybody keep it. Wow. Yeah. Most definitely.
To me, the advice I'm gonna give out to my African American brothers is let us not wait until the opportunities are over before we'll be thinking of coming down to take the opportunity with our great grandfathers and sisters left for us. And I bet you can go to the local community and the whole community is going.
I'm on my way, man. Hey, give me your information in my DM. DM me. I want to talk to you some more because I'm gonna get me a passport. I'm going to Africa, man. You, I won't.
Everybody, you know, he's a brother. Talk to them.
Yeah.
If you ask your friend, Evan Gorilla.
Oh, yeah.
Talk to everybody you know, your brother, your sister, you are coming home.
I am. I got some brothers online right now. My man Free Jack from Richmond said he got foster kids in Uganda. He said he got some foster kids out there. And Urban Gorilla, that's my brother, man, Ansel Muhammad. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. We're gonna run some plays, man. You know what I'm saying? We definitely, you know, I believe it's important for every African in America, so-called Negro, to at least visit home one time. You know what I mean? Like how they say the Muslim should go to Mecca at least once before he die. Every African, so-called America, should at least go home one time before he die.
Our brother has put in you online, your link, and I've been able to get through to you online. Most of the things are online, more than we are talking.
Yeah.
And we should let every one of our brothers and sisters know that they should be saved and believe in Almighty God.
Okay.
Because our sisters and our elders, they were all saying that they were having to go to the prison. So let us talk to them. Tell them. The blessing, where are you from? Where was your ancestors from? You can go and bring something to nature. The money you are spending in America, at the end of the day, they wouldn't respect you. But when you come to your homeland to spend money, people will value you, people will respect you.
Hmm. That's important. Man, I'm in the wrong business. I need to step my game up. I'm coming home, man. I got to go back to Africa. Uganda, I'm on my way. I'm so serious.
Are you really missing something in your life? Some people are laughing, caring, you know, nobody hates one another. Look, we live in a life that everybody loves one another, no killing. Nobody hates one another. The love is deep. Not to talk of you have your brother from somewhere coming to live in your country.
Wow.
We go and find something for a land and put a document and it will be on your list. Let's work it out. Give us a plan. You're out of your dream. We put it up for them, for you. You will be there to see everything. You will be there to be given the power. I want to be power. They'll put it up for you.
Well, I'm definitely on my way because I'm tired of the disconnect in the content that they send, you know, to us. They got us afraid to go home thinking there ain't shit out there, and it's a lot of shit for us. So, you know what I mean? I'm definitely on my way, man. Yes, sir. I got some brothers on here putting out their phone number. They want to build. I got some brothers who got connections out there. So if you see any of the information out there, man, go ahead and jot it down and feel free to let's use it and build, because everybody on here is my actual brother. You know what I'm saying? I don't have no fake friends on my Instagram. I delete them so fast. I don't care to follow fake people or have fake people following me. So, you know, my brother, you know, Urban Gorilla, Free Jack, him and some real individuals that I know personally. So, you know, if they tapping in with you, you know, it's all love, man. It's real. It's not fake. So.
Urban Gorilla is the brother.
Yes.
So I'll send you some information and you can find out some certain things from YouTube, and at least we'll see how possible we all can come together. Instead of any brother or sister want to make it, they can contact you first so that you can put them on the list for us to start our program. Until the lockdown is over and they open the borders, then at least you put our work out to get your officials to make it all the way to here.
Okay.
And it is more like when you just got started doing them. where the police attacks were taking place, where they were happening, where our sisters were taking their bath, where they were doing their market, where they were doing their shopping and all this stuff. Before we come, by turning around, that is where your mindset will tell you, I like this place, I would like to live here. Now we'll come back there and see a research, how we can people who are to occupy the land there, or how we can people purchase the land there. We come and do our investigation on how we can get the land there. Now we come and do that and make sure documents and everything are in that place.
Okay. Okay. Most definitely.
Nobody can tell one another we have freedom of movement in Ghana. Ghana is free movement. Nobody attacks the other.
Okay.
Everybody is safe, bro. When you have a safe mindset and come down here, you just to make it safe down, bro. People are investing, people are making quite a lot of money.
Yeah.
You are there.
Wow.
Believe me, bro.
That's going to be too late.
Look, their brothers and sisters are men. I got to realize that they are very nice, they are caring, they are loving. With those kind of lifestyle, if they are in Ghana, they will make it big time. You can be in Ghana and you can be in America. Stay in Ghana 4 or 5 months, you go back to America. If you have
I'ma run that play.
If you don't wanna live in that state, you come back here and settle your business and be running your business. That's all.
Just that simple.
And you know what? In our bracket sector is very unique. And when you have quite a lot of money in the bank, when they use their money to run business, they give you end of every month, they give you some easy money to be taken care of your house, your rent, your everything, your car, your fuel, because they know through that they are making that understand. So in Ghana, when you save quite a lot of money in the bank, people respect you. Their bankers respect you. They value you. So if you have to run a business and you have this money in the account, that means you are a millionaire in Ghana.
Okay.
And after I just told you, if you have like $20,000 or $25,000 or $30,000, you start to build the dream of your home. You just go, the land is there, you build the dream of your home. There is no day somebody will come and tell you, go out and leave my house from the door. You've got to own the house for the rest of your life.
I'm going back to Africa, y'all. Immaculate 707. We just got invited to Africa, son. Yeah, my son just tapped in on here. My birth son. We going to Africa, son. Yeah, it's calling us. For show, for show. Africa done tapped in and touched me today. You feel me? Hey, you are from Africa. You African. You big brother Africa. You done tapped in and tapped me on the shoulder and said, little brother, come home. I'm on my way.
There is no place like home,
you know? Man, that's real.
In the strength of black. The color of black doesn't mean that because you are black, you will be disrespected. Like, if everybody knows the value of a black, nobody would have disrespect black.
Right.
The color is a lot.
Right. Because that's where the baby is born. The baby's born in darkness. Your brain is in darkness. You plant a seed in darkness. Come on now. Life come. God stepped out of the dark and created what? The light. So if that's where God stepped out of, Hello. You know what I'm saying? If that's what God stepped out of, then what are we? We images of that. So yeah, that's what's up.
We have to cook. Cook is there. Linda is there. Chef is there. And Diamond is there. Manganese is there. There's quite a lot of resources. The resources are many.
Natural, not fake. Yeah.
You can see a house in a village, and the house is standing on top of the wood. Finally, you have to go and pay the house man and get you some money and promise him when you get the wood, you do this stuff. When you go and push the house down and start digging all the houses in the schools, where the house is.
Wow. They mining. Mining.
That is the mining sector for you in Ghana.
Well, I'm on my way, man.
Remember, Chinese people were coming for it. They came and they wanted to destroy the water body, everything in Ghana, but we shot them. We shot them.
That's true. I remember that. Not too long ago.
So if you are a brother or a sister in African America, and you know your land is full of opportunity, and you are sitting down, believing in a white man who come and stole your gold, stole your property, or come and use little money to convince your people to take their properties to your country, and you'll be looking at the white man to be rich or white man to be rich. No. It's what it's called. If you don't look sharp and come for it, they will continue to treat us like the way they are treating us. Now, this one is why they make money and be treating us the way they are treating us in America. As I'm here, I'm happy.
He said, I'm happy, I'm alive, I'm free. You know what I'm saying? What more can a person ask for?
Sure. What do you know that I'm starting to see here in Africa? You know, life is simple. Food are cheap. Food are not expensive. Food are not expensive. We have the land. The land is flat. If you want to go on farming, you can go on farming. If you want to go on any business, the land is there for you to do farming. So when you look at some certain things, and our brothers, they shoot our brother, they kill our brother. Why?
Well, that answer is because they straight pure evil. You know, the Bible talks about Satan wanting to overthrow God, you know, and I think in the back of their mind, they realize who God really is, and they trying to overthrow God. I mean, as far as my comprehension of the Bible, that's what I see happening. You know what I'm saying? They mad like the devil was mad when God kicked them out of heaven, you know what I mean? And they want to overthrow God. And, you know what I mean? Satan didn't do it by himself. He took one third of the angels with him. So it's more than a third of these motherfuckers walking around this country. Satan, you know what I'm saying? Black, white. And so they just want to take God and kill him, bro. That's why. Because they the devil. They know they the devil. You know what I'm saying? They not in the origin of no continent nowhere on this planet. They know that. You know what I'm saying? And so that's why they get mad, because their time is short. And with all this technical information, see, we sharing information. So people waking up to the knowledge and they knowing who they is. So the African Americans are starting to wake up too. And they starting to realize that, hey, you know, we treat each other like gods. We treat each other with more respect. And so they feel like their time is short. And so like a baby throwing a temper tantrum, that's what they doing, brother. You know what I'm saying? But we got to realize who we are and conduct ourselves accordingly so we don't fall into the same traps. I mean, if we God, we should be able to see Satan coming a mile away and rebuke him. I think we slacking on that part. But it's brothers like you who giving us that connection back to pick up the slack, man. You know what I mean? When we get back to Africa, hey, we shouldn't be slacking.
is gonna be that when you get there, that day you step in Africa, Ghana, believe me, you are going to be the one of the most happiest man on earth. Where was I? The whole of my years, and I didn't know that it is a nice place like this to come and settle. That day you step in Africa to know that life is
Yes, sir. Black. It looks rich too. The soil looks rich. That looks like some fertile soil too, real strong. Yeah, I can farm on that. Y'all know what I'm talking about. That Ugandan Kush coming. So Ugandan cookies on the way, bruh, on my mama, 2022.
So when you have such a land, what shows you come from? When you actually have such a land like this, what shows you can't get share butter? You use the share butter to tend to share butter.
Okay.
But you don't share butter.
Right.
Butter is white. They use it to do cocoa. They use this for coffee. They use it for vomit.
Okay. Yeah, it's all kinds of stuff we can grow right there.
You see that root?
Yeah.
This is a local community. This is something like a village. Like an hour or 2 hours drive.
From the city. Okay.
The land is flat.
Beautiful.
Bro, very beautiful. Everything is natural. All the trees you are looking is not man-made. It has been planted since 1950 with our ancestors. It is a tree of not today.
Well, okay.
You understand?
Yes, sir. Yeah, I know. To be that big, they had to be, you know, several hundred years. Oh, okay. Man. Man, I see it. But everybody eats still. Everybody working together. Man. Right. Everybody working together in harmony and unison. We on our way, y'all. Getting it done. Yeah, they handling business, getting that shit done. Yeah, we on our way, man. We got to get back home, y'all. Straight up. Right. That's big. Hey, I got a question to ask. So, with all this coronavirus bullshit going on, what's it like over there right now?
Believe me, coronavirus is like what people really don't know is the coronavirus.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, bro, I'm telling you that we're fucked. We don't believe it because the blood is soft.
Right, right. Too thick. Right, too thick, too original.
And we see the things we show, they're all heads. They're all medicine.
Right.
They're all medicine. So why would you be here to suffer? Why you have to go and start with the three? They will show you go and start with the three by going and visit the medicine. Go and visit everyone.
Real shit. Straight up. Okay.
Coronavirus.
Right.
Where I am, the northern part of Ghana, it's just like, as we said, every country has the leaders who call it.
Right.
Our leaders are using it for money, but there is no coronavirus in Ghana.
Wow.
They are using it for money, but there is no coronavirus in Ghana.
Wow. Facts. I just had to ask. That's why I wanted to ask. I wanted to know. You know what I'm saying? Because we watch the news. And they feeding this bullshit, you know, they feed coronavirus, put on a mask, do this, wash your hands, and then, you know. Right. Wow. Y'all heard that shit. Right, it's fake.
When people who do that, every blessed day people die. So that one is totally different. If somebody is telling you, this person died with corona, it's fake, it's a liar.
Wow.
It's the one job on it. When you see
That makes sense. That makes a lot of sense. Out of all these people on Instagram, and everybody on Facebook, right? I never seen anybody post their family members. So I kind of do believe it's fake. You know, I ain't seen not one person post their family talking about my cousin died from COVID or my cousin. I ain't seen it yet. But you cut on the news and all you see is, oh, we got 50 more deaths. Like, where did shit come from?
Believe me, the weather in your country is totally different from the weather in Africa.
Huh.
When you get to Ghana, you get to leave Ghana for 1 month, 2 months, you get to know this is the place you have to leave.
Huh. Facts.
You live virtually, some people, when you go in the northern part of Ghana, you don't just come back to the southern part of Ghana.
Huh. Just do the normal shit. That's dope.
Americans don't know Africa is a blessing to them. They have to know. They have to wake up. They have to wake up.
Well, I'm with it. I'm wide awake. Eyes wide open. I'm awake. And I'm not playing. I'm serious as hell. I'm serious.
Living in a very simple place, and, you know, I take care of about 250,000 children who are open. And I'm okay. I take care of them and I'm bullied, you know. Why is it that every time you get to know that they have to change? They have to change, you know. In Africa, we don't do that that way because they are black. They are all black. So we take care of them. We make sure we take care of the best of them so that they can also have a future. Make sure you can make them work, eh?
That's important.
What about that? Down here, you see a lot.
Most definitely.
And when you are even happy, you can be given a title in a community like a chief. So that you be the chief for, you can be the chief of our African American brothers for that community. You can give another person a decent in a decent community. You can be able to hold your responsibility to carry on as a is the Ghanaian. So whatever is happening in society, you have to be fast to share your views, share your wrongs with us.
Simple. Simple rules.
Simple rules, you will be there. You want to have it, you want to, you want to come up with some ideas, or they want you to put the sit down, you are a chief. Why are you be giving a chief title? Well, you are blessed.
That's what's up. That's what's up.
I'm giving you the title as I'm talking to you now.
Yes, sir. I'll receive that title as we talk right now. As a Ugandan chief, ambassador for the African Americans, me and my brother, Urban Gorilla Community. I'm with that. Yes, sir. Okay. I'm going to receive that. Most definitely.
So you have to hold it, Josemle. Say it and I see Josemle now.
Say that again.
Josemle, Josemle.
Josemle.
Josemle now.
Josemle now.
Josemle.
Josemle.
Josemle now.
Then Josemle now.
Josemle, Josemle.
Josemle. Okay. Okay. Well, listen, brother, I got 24 seconds left, man. I want to tell you I love you. God bless you. And let's build and let's keep connecting.
I text you, Urban Gorilla who can send you everything.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's what we're going to do, man. We just got live from Ghana, man. You know what I'm saying? Live from Ghana, man. We just got invited to Ghana, man, the Coach's Corner. We on our way, man. Straight up like that, man. You know what I mean? That's what we doing today, man. Inside the Coach's Corner, man. Hey, I'm your man, Coach Ali. I'm out of here, man. God bless y'all, man. One love. Peace.